Any questions about Clark Gable?
I had no scenes with Clark Gable, but I could look at him. I could tippy-toe back onto the set in a scene in which I had nothing to do. I wasn't even supposed to be there. But I thought he passed the acid test. When the crew likes you, you're home free. And he wasn't so full of himself that between scenes he would repair to his dressing room and take a nap. Usually he'd straddle a bench and play gin rummy with one of the guys from up on the platforms. He was very well liked by both the cast and the crew. Just thought he was cool. He was just wonderful. And what fascinated me so, the night of the premiere, Margaret Mitchell and her husband gave us a breakfast at their home. It had one of those with beaten biscuits and Virginia ham, and it was just wonderful. And Margaret said, "I must apologize to David Selznick about Rhett." I said, "Apologize? You didn't like Rhett Butler?" "Oh, I thought he was just wonderful, wonderful." I said, "Well, wasn't that what you wanted?" She said, "Well, yes, but I thought I was describing Basil Rathbone in the book." And how wrong she was. Rhett Butler was just the best. There was no way anyone could have been a better Rhett Butler.
There's a question I